Baltimore-based author Anthony Mall recently won the 2019 Lambda Literary Award for Bisexual Nonfiction. In Out of Step, a memoir, he describes his time as a working-class, self-described queer from Reno who served in the U.S. Army during Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Today, he reads an excerpt from his book, an essay entitled Que Dante Arma Togai. Mall uses photographs to explore his history and the people who mattered to him throughout military service. In this essay, he describes the first close friend he lost in the war in Iraq.
This is one of the last photos taken of him in the United States. One of the last photos taken while he was alive. It isn't the newsboy cap or the day-off scruff on his face that my eyes go to when I look at this one. It's John's pudgy frame, wrapped in the kaleidoscopic bedsheets of his childhood. He carried the sheets with him all along, from his small-town home to his first unit, the 82nd Airborne Division, America's premier unit of parachute-trained warriors. Then he packed the sheets alongside an armored vest, the baby wipes he used for field hygiene, and the mini-DVD player for boredom, as he left for the desert, his first combat tour, dusty, bloody, and inescapable, even for those who survived. They were tucked in his duffel when he came out west, here to the training base where the Army sent him for a brief respite after an ugly tour. Here out west, he could breathe for a moment, the desert climate of Southeast California not unlike his first trip to war, but the volume turned down, a community temporarily removed from the fighting. Here out west, we all could forget for brief periods that we were warriors for a nation constantly fighting, constantly sending our bodies around the world to shoot and be shot at. The sheets are decorated with transformers, the cars turned fighting robots cartoon he watched as a boy. When we first discussed the toga party, many of us leapt toward elaborate ideas. Some of us hand-sewed our togas from swaths of material bought just for the occasion, accessorizing with the toga sinus or with plastic swords and shields. Some of us just snatched the sheets off of the twin-size barracks beds, coarse military issue or high thread count slips bought at the post exchange. John knew right away what he would wear, that faded, decorated sheet from back home. In Rome, when it was more common attire, the toga was considered impractical for military use. The garment's loose folds make it difficult to run, jump, or swing a weapon. Ancient Roman soldiers instead reserved the toga for their downtime, their leisure days between marches or during periods of peace. I would love to tell you that we wore our togas with this in mind, but our fascination more closely aligned with the association other early 20s Americans have with the garment. The parties on college campuses across the U.S. As on campus, we wore the toga as a symbol of youth, as a symbol of fun, as an excuse to drink. Except that John had spent 12 months of his college years surrounded by rifles, bullets, and sand, and within a few months, he would return to the desert. Except that half of the group had just returned from a year guarding men who were snatched from their country and flown to one of the most controversial prisons in the world, Guantanamo Bay. Except that we all carried the weight that many of us would leave again soon, that some of us would never return. The reason this photo is one of my favorites is that we had not yet gotten word of the deployment. The orange light shining a halo behind John is the first light of autumn, just before the orders came down, when we were still basking in a summer of forgetting about the streets of dusty desert towns and the gray ethics of a war few of us believe in. For a moment, we are children wrapped in sheets, college-aged Americans clinking together brown bottles, dripping with a condensation that reminds us how long our days still are. He was 22 when he went again, when he packed it all up again. His sheets, the new truck bought with the money saved during the first deployment, the newsboy cap, the DUI charge he would never return to deal with, pictures from home, pictures from a summer when we were all still young and breathing.
Learn more about Mall's writing at anthonymall.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.